Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A natural gas well exploded at Barksdale Air Force Base Tuesday. Barksdale is in southeast Shreveport, Louisiana, injuring two contract workers. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Heavy winds kicked up flames outside of Flagstaff, Arizona Tuesday, burning through two dozen structures and forcing the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Jim Driscoll is the sheriff in Coconino County in northern Arizona.
This was a very difficult evacuation procedure. The rapid movement and progression of this fire made the evacuation much more difficult and complicated than we've had in the past.
Biden officials have a dilemma. Moderate Democrats are asking them to delay the repeal of Title 42 at the border, but doing so would upset the party's progressive base. That includes members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, who are scheduled to meet with the president next Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Senior State Department officials will travel this week to Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority in an effort to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem. The Israeli military struck Hamas camps in the Gaza Strip on Monday after shooting down a rocket fired from Gaza. Hamas did not immediately claim responsibility, but said it would respond to Friday's raid by Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. There's a big list of Republicans that want to be the next governor of Michigan.
The 10 filings create a huge field for a primary electorate that will decide who challenges Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. Candidates include conservative former TV host Tudor Dixon, self-funding businessmen Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke, chiropractor Garrett Soldano, and ex-Detroit Police Chief James Craig. The candidates will be narrowed down when voters head to the polls on August 2nd for Michigan's primary. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Ukrainian parliament member Yevgenia Kravchuk was on Newsmax giving her perspective on the invasion by Russia and where things stand this week.
You see, the peace talks are not really going on right now. Putin and Russia doesn't want them because they want to have a victory on the battlefield and gain the whole region, the whole Donetsk and Luhansk regions. And, of course, our army will stop him. And there are more than 45,000 of troops in eastern Ukraine right now who are fighting with, I would say, a larger number, but they are very determined not to give in. And actually, the very difficult situation in Mariupol right now, this plant, which is called Azovstal, is surrounded by Russian troops. And inside in the bunker, in the basement, not only the defenders, but around 1,000 of civilians, together with small kids, even infants there. And Russians would not give the Green Corridor, although we asked, to all the political leaders to help with that. But Russians will not let these people go out.
The National Zoo pandas had a breakfast of cake over the weekend as the zoo celebrated 50 years of panda exchange with the Chinese government. The cake was made from frozen fruit juice, sweet potatoes, carrots, and sugar cane. It lasted about 15 minutes once Mama and her cub realized what it was. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, in the words of Voltaire, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. I want to bring Rick Manning on right now. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And did I say that correctly, Rick?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Saying this every week, right? But, you know, I was thinking about this, you know, Voltaire's statement about getting us to believe absurdities, you know, can lead to atrocities. And immediately what I went to, Rick, is the greatest voter fraud that's ever been perpetrated in the history of our country. And you wonder, these people who committed these atrocities, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Dorsey from Twitter, the investment groups, Vanguard, BlackRock, you know, State Street, do they even have a moment of clarity to think what I did in turning a democratic republic on its head and basically effecting a coup? And, of course, we're not going to know, you know, it's not like we're going to be able to have some sort of hearing. This is the thing that drives me nuts, because you hear the Republican side saying, oh, when we take over, we have this red wave, we're going to just have hearing after hearings, and we're going to, you're going to nothing. Because you do this, you go through all this pomp and circumstance, there's no conclusion. It's not like Hillary Clinton's going to say, yeah, you got me. You know, I lied. Yep, I destroyed evidence. Take me to jail. You know, Comey's not going to admit to anything, the FBI. We know it. It's so obvious. What do we need? It's as obvious, Rick, as we've known for a long time masks were a joke, right? And what did it take? Did it take Dr. Fauci or some scientist, you know, because we're following the science? Did it take any of them to come out and say, hey, forget it, you know, the masks are over, let's burn? No, it took a judge.
You don't have the power to do that.
Come on. So here it is. We're on, you know, death's door. We've got to do this. You know, we've got a lockdown. We've got to do all this crazy stuff. And we have a judge that, oh, my goodness, you know, he believes in the Constitution still. And the thing is that's scary about this, Rick, is that not all the judges believe in the Constitution. I mean, we just confirmed a judge who doesn't, you know, she doesn't give two twits about the Constitution, only if it fits a particular narrative and it's convenient for her, but not as the governing rule of law. And this is what we're abandoning here, and we continue to allow these atrocities, and you just wonder, how many more absurdities, how many more atrocities can this country endure?
Well, that's really the operating question, and the answer is I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. The our country is
But Rick, we do know what we do know. That's what I'm saying. We don't need congressional hearing, right? I mean, look, Hillary Clinton destroyed evidence, right? She destroyed evidence. They don't have the gall, they don't have the nerve, the backbone to put her in jail for destroying, you know, and a gun, you know, go ahead and perpetrate this two-tiered justice system that we have, and then you're shocked and amazed that this is happening. This is a very thing that the ruling elites have created for we the people. And we the people got to stand up and say enough of this. You know what I, you know, yeah,
well,
I got to be careful.
I do know exactly where you're going. Well, that's where I was going to go. We are, our capital, our Congress, I'm sitting right outside Congress right now. Our Congress is, and government is based upon the consent of the governed. And at some point, and we don't know when that occurs, but at some point, The governed no longer consent. And that's the breakdown, and that's a real danger of what we're seeing. And you're talking about some big picture stuff, but in terms of Hillary Clinton and the like, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. When we see the borders are wide open, and they're gonna be made even more open by an administration that refuses to enforce the law. When we see that people are able to one group of people actually go off and try to, you know, kill a bunch of people, and they're out on bail, and somebody else takes a picture in the Capitol building, and they're stuck in jail for 9 months, and with no capacity to get out, and it's a so when we see the uneven justice system. It's tearing the fabric of our society. It's tearing the consent of the governed. And at that juncture, at some point, and I don't know where the tipping point is. I'm not sure we're not there. But at some
you're right. We're filling the bucket here because, in a sense, Rick, the consent of the governed, January 6th was a demonstration of, you know, the lack of consent for this, you know, what was going to be thrust upon us. The people did not believe the count. For good reason. And even still, I mean, you know, more recent people, oh, it's a done deal. You know, Fox News even, oh, well, it's a done deal. You know, it's inarguable. No. You know, that if that's what you want to believe, that's okay. But you know what? I have the right to believe what I want to believe. And I see evidence here. And guess what? It comes out every week. There's more evidence going, well, here's another group of cheaters out in Wisconsin. And how many are we talking about? Not five or six votes. We're talking hundreds of thousands of votes here. And, you know, it's like...
Now that's the problem. And quite honestly, the biggest problem about the election fraud of 2020 is no court actually gave it any consideration whatsoever. They decided we're not going to get involved. We don't want to be part of any kind of discussion here. And as a result, we really had the evidence was ignored. The thousands of affidavits.
Preponderance of evidence, Rick. Preponderance.
And they sat there and the courts chose not to do anything. And through making that choice, they really didn't do their job, but they left it wide open and they left this gaping wound. And then if you have the Fox Newses of the world who sit there and say, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I don't know if it's because who they've got on their board. I don't know if it's because Karl Rove calls the political shots and Paul Ryan's involved in it. I don't know why that is. What I do know is they don't do their job because there are legitimate news stories about where fraud has been discovered. And they had, if they were doing their job, they would say, listen, this has real national import. And if nothing else, they would say, and we have to make certain that this doesn't happen again, because we can't ever have an election under this level of dispute due to obvious fraudulent activity.
Rick, every time I hear so that this will never, I want to scream. Because anything that has to do with Congress and the ruling elites, all they're doing is giving us lip service to kind of keep the minions quiet, you know, so that we don't have a lot of January 6th events.
Agreed.
So this is all this pomp, and I don't care, you know, if you're talking the JFK assassination. Just go down the historical monuments and events that we've gone through in our life that have been covered up. We've got more from Rick Manning.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, talking with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick and I were just talking off air about, you know, the predicament that we find ourselves in, you know, America has got to have enough of all this stuff, the cancel culture and what they're doing and how they're dumbing us down and how they are altering the rules, Rick, in such a way that it's not fair. I mean, conservatives are getting their heads handed to them. I mean, you imagine America without conservatism, America without faith. I mean, the very foundation of what this country was built on, you know, morality, faith, the rule of law, these staunch principles are all under attack right now from a very few nincompoops that somehow think that they know better, and they've put us all at risk, and they're not happy with that. You know, they want to make sure that Rick Manning is behaving the way he is. We're going to have him have a little bit of room right now as a conservative. But, you know, down the road, that's going to go extinct because we are going to shut him down. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to tell banks that they can't loan Rick any kind of money to support any of his enterprises, anything that he does that is outside of the norm. I mean, we're talking communist China here. But this is exactly where we're heading, because whether it's Justin Trudeau, there are political operatives within our country that look at Xi and Communist China, and they could have said exactly the same thing that Trudeau said, that I like their form of government. I mean, power, authoritarian, totalitarians love having full control and power. And this is what this is all about. If you're not following a green agenda, you know, forget it. And then the president has the audacity to tell everybody, just lie through his teeth along with Jim Psaki, and you got to call him out for it. Because it's one big fat lie, and this is what confuses the masses and saying, well, they've got leases. They're just not acting on those leases. Well, I mean, there's some common sense business return on investment considerations here. And the government is not giving the oil manufacturers and producers a fair chance to win. And if that's not bad enough, like I said, Rick, they're going to the banks and saying, don't you dare loan them any money to, to handle the expense, the millions of dollars that are involved in order for them to act on those leases, right?
Yeah, that's exactly true. And it's even more pernicious than that, in that companies, corporations like ExxonMobil have a board of directors, and that board of directors actually passed a corporate governance policy that says that they're not going to be, that they're going to get out of the oil business.
Right.
Okay. So you have, because of the controlling interests of BlackRock, Larry Fink at BlackRock,
and State Street and Vanguard. Exactly.
Vanguard and others. What you have is significant amount of investors who are big corporate investors who are actually, they're not, they don't even put their own money in.
It's not their, it's the people's money. It's yeah, retirement funds and things like that.
You go off and you buy an index fund from Vanguard. You don't have any intent of saying, gee whiz, I want companies to not do stuff that's going to actually make me a profit. But that's how Vanguard votes your shares. Mm-hmm. So it's really a situation where it's individual investors. Mm-hmm. People have to start saying to their mutual funds, I do not give you permission to vote my shares. Okay?
Right.
I do not give you permission to vote my shares. And if that mutual fund says, no, we're voting it how we want to, at that point, take it away from them.
Move your money.
Money out of
exactly.
The fund. Go move it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We can no longer allow the institutional left to dictate the norms in this society. That's what's happening right now. And they're doing it by using your money in your
right, against you
to do against you.
Right.
So
right. Exactly. And these are the very people that are exacerbating inflation and the prices you pay at the grocery store and the gas pump. They're part and parcel to this, Rick, aren't they?
Yeah, they're breaking everything.
Of course.
And that's part of the part of what we're seeing. And quite honestly, it's. The most astonishing thing I see here in Washington, D.C., of all the things I see, is that there aren't billions of dollars being poured in to try to stop the nonsense that's going on from the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unexplainable because, you know, the entire free market economy is at stake and a lot of individual businesses are at stake. And yet you don't see what you would normally see as people putting the money up to defend themselves. and a public.
Well, how can they? Because they're fighting the government, Rick. On the scale of free market, where do you think that balance is right now in terms of America as a free market country? What do you think it is? Do you think it's 50-50, 60-40?
No.
What do you think?
I think we're probably slightly tipped towards not being a free market country. I know Heritage puts out a thing, and I think we're 14th in the world or something with their latest poll or whatever they do, their latest survey. Mm-hmm. But to me, I think the massive influence of the combination of government and multinationals working together on right. so many different things that we end up, we really don't have the competitive system that we need and the competitive system we should have. Plus,
our
intellectual property rights are under attack. The patent system's under attack. And if you don't get to, if you invent something and you're not allowed to, and somebody else can steal it and you can't do anything about it. Well, at that point, you know, does the free market system exist at all? Because if you don't control the value of your own ideas, you don't control anything. So
exactly.
I'm pretty concerned. It's why we fight on so many different issues and why it's so difficult to sit there and say, well, I get asked this by people all the time. Well, why don't you just pick two or three issues? And the answer is because there's 100 issues that need to be picked on. And unfortunately, the two to three you want me to pick on are the ones that everybody is already funding. I pick the issues where people aren't funding them because somebody has to fight those issues. And, you know, as a result, I'm a pobrecito, but, you know, we all live. We all do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, you fight the fight, then somebody else, you start winning, and then somebody else jumps in with money and finishes off, and you go off to other fights that need to be fought that don't generate any money. So that's the way it works.
Yeah, and as you say, the big government that we're subjected to right now has used our tax money against us. I mean, here they are funding things like, you know, public radio and public television, and they're supposed to be, you know, down the middle. And I wouldn't pay for a majority of their programming outside of, you know, some of the entertainment deals. I mean, their commentary, their news reporting in that is so pick and biased. And going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But see, this is how they do this. I say they, you know, the Democrats, the ruling class of this country, they take our, they're able to get into our treasury and fund these things that promote their interests, and they give America this bent perspective. I mean, there's no truth. There's no balanced reporting to understand what's going on. This is why we're so confused about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. We can't even believe our own guys. We can't even believe our own security people that lied about Donald Trump, 51 of them. And does anybody come in and say, give you any kind of plausible reason of why they said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian misinformation? Have they answered that question? Have they said anything about why they were complicit and felt like they had to pursue, you know, Hillary Clinton's false premise about Donald Trump and his candidacy being compromised by Russia? And after, you know, what do we spend? Anywhere, $30, $70 million and all these attorney's fees and everything else, the Mueller investigation comes up with bupkis. But yet somehow,
on the Hunter Biden laptop issue and the 50 intelligence people who said that it was Russian intel, who had never even seen it. The answer on those, one of those people came out later and said, I'm glad the role I played in defeating Donald Trump. Okay.
Yep. That's what it was.
It was never about truth. It was about politics.
Yeah.
And
it's a Harry Reid statement. Remember when Harry Reid said about Mitt Romney? Well, at least he didn't get elected. Ha ha ha. This is a leader of the Senate, in the well of the Senate, flat out lying and being cute. Oh, yeah. And he's a Democrat. Because this is the way politics is played. It's dirty. It's not right. It's not representative of a free America or our Constitution, Rick. 15 seconds. So I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it's time for people to fight back, and fight back by getting involved. Americans for Liberty Government, getliberty.org. Go there, sign up, get engaged.
Thank you, Rick Manning. Take care.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A natural gas well exploded at Barksdale Air Force Base Tuesday. Barksdale is in southeast Shreveport, Louisiana, injuring two contract workers. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Heavy winds kicked up flames outside of Flagstaff, Arizona Tuesday, burning through two dozen structures and forcing the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Jim Driscoll is the sheriff in Coconino County in northern Arizona.
This was a very difficult evacuation procedure. The rapid movement of, and progression of this fire made the evacuation much more difficult and complicated than we've had in the past.
Biden officials have a dilemma. Moderate Democrats are asking them to delay the repeal of Title 42 at the border, but doing so would upset the party's progressive base. That includes members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, who are scheduled to meet with the president next Monday. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Good morning to you. We've got lots to say, and thanks for joining in. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, the thought came to mind as I was preparing for our conversation today, this idea of paralysis by analysis. This is what this country, under the leadership of Joe Biden, finds itself. We keep analyzing these things, and the left is happy to keep us busy opining and coming up with different scenarios as they continue to lock us down, keep masks on our face, confuse us about what's happening in Ukraine at the southern border and everything. We just overanalyze the deal. I was talking with Rick Manning earlier. I said, we know. We're not going to find any more information than what we already know by having some special, you know, counsel from, you know, from Congress. Like we've come out any smarter out of anything that they've presented to us, whether it has to do with the assassination of JFK, 9/11, Benghazi, just go down the list. Because it's not like, you know, like I told Rick, it's not like Hillary Clinton's going to find herself in the fetal position, sucking her thumb, and say, oh, you're right, I destroyed evidence, I'm a bad girl, put me to jail. Ain't going to happen. You know, James Comey isn't going to roll over, but as long as we're busy analyzing and we're paralyzing ourselves and paralyzing our brain and caught up in this stuff, and the left is happy for us to stay occupado that way. But thank God we had a judge of reason who looked at the mask mandate and says, get it out of here. And I don't know if you saw the video, but on the plane when it was announced, I mean, it was like, you know, when they showed in some of the grade schools where these kids were told they didn't have to wear the mask anymore, they were running around the room yelling and screaming and shouting. And here's adults on the plane. I mean, they're elated. And I kept thinking, I go, oh, my goodness, there's got to be a massive bonfire of masks somewhere. Like they did in Chicago, if you remember, when they decided that disco was dead at one of the stadiums, they burned all the disco records. I think we're overdue to burn all the masks. What do you think?
Yeah, we are definitely overdue to burn all the masks. I'm looking forward to my next flight, which should be tomorrow or Friday, and I'm not packing a mask, and it'll be the first time in about 18 months that I have not had to pack a mask, and I am so thankful I don't have to do that any longer. Bill, this should have ended. It never should have begun. It should have ended. It is different. What you said about all of the reports, it's true. They overanalyze everything. But the fact is, the CDC has not been honest with the American people. When you watch those videos, you see something else that's even more telling. Everyone is cheering and jumping because they know that it was all theater. They know the masks don't work. They know the government has been lying to them. And if the government will lie to you about something like this, then it makes your life utterly miserable because they can't admit that they don't actually have all the answers when it comes to COVID or anything else. So they put us in a state of fear, and then they try to solve the problem of the fear, and their solution is a lie. And if they're willing to do that to us, what else will they do it with? What else where else will they strip our rights, make us fearful, strip our rights, and then fabricate a solution that isn't even based in reality in order to have control? I'm so thankful this is over. I'm so glad that the judge didn't just talk about the ineffectiveness of masks, but talked about the fact that they had no legal authority to do this in the first place. I'm so glad she did that, and I think that it makes it much more likely that it will indeed stand up should it be challenged, because she went to the heart of the matter and she went to the law itself. They had no legal authority to do this. The CDC has no authority to create mandates or to create law.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. How novel. The rule of law comes back to America. Thank you very much, Judge, for that ruling and liberating the citizens once again. Yes, we live in a free America. Jenny Beth, you made such an excellent point here, and I hope people are really catching this, what this means, because we really can't allow a totalitarian government to obliterate our constitutional rights. There is such a thing as due process. And, of course, you know, I look at it and say the Biden administration, you know, sometimes you can be thankful, as one mentor used to say to me, you can be thankful for your competition. And unfortunately, right now we're competing with this heavy-handed government. And they failed. They really blew this, because instead of taking the lead and having Dr. Fauci, who's been, you know, their poster child, their poster, you know, God for this whole event and this show theater, instead of having him make the announcement, here it's made by a judge. So much for science. You know, you have a judge that obliterates this. And, of course, the Biden administration is going absolutely apoplectic, and they are appealing this. And, of course, it's going to fail on its face because, you know, at the end of the day, we either are a constitutional republic or not.
That is exactly right. And we have individual rights or we don't. And we are a free people or we are not. And it's time for all of us to stand up for that freedom. Don't wear a mask anymore. If a business tells you to, just say no. You're not going to. If someone gets angry because you don't have one on, ask them if they're boosted. Are they vaccinated? Are they boosted? Can they wear a mask? If they can, they should be protected. What are they worried about? Mm-hmm. And we have to stand up for ourselves from time to time. And it's time to do it. And it's clear from all of these videos that we are seeing from the planes in the last 48 hours that people know this is theater and they know it's exactly. not real. So now let's stand up for our rights.
Jenny,
if you haven't been doing it, do it now.
And Jenny Beth, I say at the same time, we need to have compassion because for 2.5 years, people have been conditioned. They've been propagandized to believe and feared, and their fear level was raised unconsciously and disgustingly by who? By Dr. Fauci and these artists, these actors who wanted to keep us blind boxed and begging, you know, to their objective, to their end. And their end has nothing to do, and this is what needs to be fully understood. They're not interested in the Constitution. They're not interested in freedom. This is an anathema to where they see this country going. They see us ending up in a one world government. They are globalist, and you need to understand that is the war. We still are fighting for freedom. It is a never-ending battle that President Ronald Reagan reminded us of, right?
That is exactly right. And, Bill, you said something that's so important. We do have to have compassion for our fellow Americans. And I think that is very, very important. I think part of the issue that we've had in the country is that the people who have been so fearful have They haven't thought about how they might be harming other people, and we can't lose sight of their fear and lose sight of humanity with them because they are our neighbors, and we do right. have to be able to get along and to live with them in our neighborhoods and our cities and our states and our country. And so it's very important to hold on to that as we do stand up for the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, thank God for the Constitution. And again, we need to fight for that, Jenny Beth, as you said. It is never ending. And more than ever, this is what is in the way. You know, our faith and our Constitution, our traditions, our rich history. The fact that, you know, I keep saying, Jenny Beth, it's not like we have to create this, you know, from nothing like it's never happened before. We've got 245 plus years of experience and tradition to look back on. This is a great country. We have great people here. And we need to honor and protect this gift that God has given us, right?
That is exactly right. And that's what we do at Tea Party Patriots Action. And that's what you do with your program every single day.
Well, how can people get activated, Jenny Beth, and be in touch? I mean, you have a very, you know, and I say it's pragmatic approach to activating our citizenship. Explain to our audience. We've got 20 seconds.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org, and click on Take Action.
It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, we need you. All hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action columnist. Thank you. An honorary chair.
Release a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, from Easter to Easter, still the same. And for those that are celebrating Passover this week, thank you for being with us. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski will be joining us in just a moment. Chris, of course, is the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Many questions about Title 42 and what's happening at the border. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, the border's wide open. The amount of activity that the Border Patrol is engaging in, this is pretty scary stuff. You know, we're talking what could end up being millions of illegals just under this, all part and parcel of this administration, the Biden administration, by, you know, somehow coming up with some illogical, or at least by action only. See, this is what I'm saying over and over again. I don't think we need to do a real deep dive and analysis. I mean, the border's open or it's not open. People are coming in or they're not coming in. You look at the numbers, that's it. I mean, whatever Joe Biden has to say, he can't even be honest with the American people. This administration can't be honest and just saying, look, what we're trying to do is overwhelm the system in such a way, just let everybody come in because we want to change the demography of the United States. And we don't care about fentanyl. We don't care about citizens dying, 80,000 last year from overdoses. We're happy to support the cartels. The cartels are looking at this as a windfall profit for them. They're very, very happy with Joe Biden and the administration. They're making lots of money right now. And it doesn't matter about MS-13 and other dangerous gangs coming into the neighborhoods. And they're coming into primarily Hispanic neighborhoods. And the Joe Biden administration wants to poo-poo this fact that, you know, the Hispanics are turning away from Joe. They're turning away from Joe Biden because they're not safe under Joe Biden. It's just that. Joe Biden is filling their neighborhoods with very dangerous people and criminals. And he says, hey, but still vote for me. I'll tell you, Hispanics are not that stupid, Joe. I'm telling you, you got to figure this out. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. Hey, Chris, did I kind of pretty much summarize the facts as we know them?
Yeah, I don't know if there's much left to talk about.
Oh, well, you got to explain to people Title 42, what it's all about, and it just seems that this administration, anything that has Donald Trump's name tied to it, though it was working or not or benefiting the American, that he's got to do just the opposite.
Right.
And there's no consideration for what pain it may cause or what kind of destruction of this democratic and free market system we have. All we got to do is we got to get rid of Donald Trump. And if the truth be known, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, and those that are leading our country right now, they're not sincere about supporting our Constitution and having this free republic continue. They are globalists, and they want to move us all into one big, happy, universal family, kumbaya, that somehow is going to work, because we know from history that this has always been just such a brilliant idea and has worked so often, right?
Right, right. Yeah, so, so to answer your...
I threw a lot of stuff at you. I'm sorry. Go. I mean, I gave you a lot there, but yeah. Let's just get back to the Title 42. What is it?
Right.
And what's going to happen when it's lifted? Go ahead.
Yeah. So Title 42, as you mentioned, it was implemented by the Trump administration at the very beginning, early 2020, at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And basically, what it does is it gives the authority to an administration to block admissions. During a health crisis, which, you know, at the time, it was early 2020, we were in that. And what it really affected was the ability of people who were caught crossing the border illegally. They did not have the opportunity to claim asylum. There's this huge gaping loophole within our asylum law that allows people to come across, just say, hey, I got a credible fear if you send me back to my home country. And we put you into the asylum process, and then you disappear into the interior of the United States. We never hear from you again, even though a judge ultimately rules that your asylum claim is denied. But Title 42 prevented that. Title 42 prevented people from coming in because of the health crisis and said, hey, even if you're coming here to claim asylum, doesn't matter. We're sending you back to your home country. So this has been in effect. The Biden administration rolled it back a little bit. It only applies essentially to single adult males. It no longer really applies to unaccompanied children or family units that come across the border illegally. They're still allowed to apply for asylum for the most part. But it applies to those single adult males. The Biden administration is saying, hey, pandemic's over. Unless you're using public transportation, pandemic's over. We're going to start allowing these people in. And this is going to just create an absolute flood at that border of illegal border crossings, people coming in to abuse our asylum system. But now there are rumors that, hey, the Biden administration, especially with the news that they're considering appealing the mask mandate repeal,
exactly,
when it applies
right
to public transportation. Well, how can we say we're in a COVID-19 pandemic for public transportation, but not along the border? So it's an inconsistent right message. They're starting to think about reversing this decision to end it in May.
And meanwhile, we want to send billions of dollars to Ukraine to support their borders, and we're paying people not to construct our border, and the materials are sitting there, along the border, the southern border right now, and
right,
then we're paying construction groups, for not doing their work. I mean, this is so idiotic, but this is our government acting on behalf of the American people in such an illogical way.
It is, and it's, you know, you mentioned it earlier when you're touching on the Hispanic reaction to the Biden immigration policy. This is not in the best interest of Americans. It doesn't matter if you're white, Hispanic, a black American. It doesn't matter who you are. This impacts you negatively, especially if you're in a wage-earning job, an hourly you know, where you earn an hourly wage, you're usually at direct competition with these people that are coming across the border illegally. If you do landscaping, if you work in home health care, any of these industries, restaurant, hospitality industry, you're going to compete against these folks, and it's impacting them negatively. Combine that with record level inflation, and life's not great for particularly Hispanic Americans right now, and they're pushing back. And the Biden administration wants to say, well, we're losing Hispanics mainly just because gas is at $3.69, $3.79, depending on where you live in the country, $4, $5 in some places. That's why we're starting to lose the support of some of these folks. That's not it. It's, as you said, these people are getting dumped into their communities, and they don't like it.
Well, the other thing, too, Chris, is Hispanics, at the very core of their being, they're entrepreneurs. They're business. They're small businessmen and women. They're out there, and they're getting, and they're feeling the regulation nation of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, you know. And the thing is, if they hadn't experienced some liberty under Trump and conservatism, they probably continue to be baffled about it. But they're going, wait a minute, you know, I know you hate Trump, or you tell us that we should hate Trump, but he did a lot of good things for our community here. You know, we didn't have to deal with all these regulations that are going on. And then now, with this Green Deal and what, you know, what the EPA and these other three-letter agencies are doing with regulations, they're making it very difficult for businesses to go and get loans, because if you don't comport with the green agenda, you're not going to get any money from the bank. You know, and
right,
so this is all part and parcel of what's going on. And even with the cost of gasoline, the reason the cost of gasoline, the administration is not letting that crisis go to waste. They're letting the numbers go up, you know, ump at the gas tank for us, because they're going to let, this is how they modify our behavior. They're telling us, look, you're going to get sick and tired of paying $5, $6, $7, and then you're going to go ahead and make that giant $60,000 purchase for an electric automobile. But, you know, they may have to come up with something else, because they've got mixed emotions now, because Elon Musk, you know, what a knucklehead. The guy wants to return free speech, you know, to the... You know, to the platforms. And so, here they are on one end. They want to promote an EV, and Tesla gets a big push on that. And they're probably thinking, oh, do we want to help Elon? Maybe he's a conservative. He wants to, you know, really, you know, mess up our program here and give the minions free speech again. What is he thinking? You know, we better come up with somebody else. We better help some other EV company, you know, overtake the branding position of Tesla, so that we can, you know, send people that way, because we got to get them off of combustible engines, right? What a mess.
Yeah. And here, you know, they're vilifying the guy who essentially demonstrated that allow the free markets, the free markets will help with climate control. Eventually people will want to buy battery operated cars. Look at what happened. They are, but you know, back to the folks, you know, that they're, you know, you're talking about the regulations that they're putting on these small local businesses, but what they're not doing is they're not enforcing our immigration laws. So you've got competitors of those small local business who are hiring illegal workers and undercutting their competitors. And what's an honest businessman supposed to do? He or she really doesn't want to hire illegal workers, but they're almost put in a position where they have to, because the Biden administration is not enforcing immigration laws when it comes to workers.
And guess what happens when you have these people out there and they don't have a job? They're not happy. And they see, the affluence of America. And so they think, well, you know, they got to survive. They're hungry. And so what do? You got crime going crazy, you know, no consequences, especially in some of these cities like Los Angeles, California, New York, Chicago. I mean, just break it all down. It's absolute madness, because they're letting lawlessness run amok. And here you are, you're not giving these people a fair chance to win, you know, to come across the border, and that you're going to take care of them to a certain degree. But, you know, you cannot provide for the numbers that are coming across, you know, health care and everything else. But Joe Biden's dream continues, his nightmare. It's his dream. It's our nightmare. Chris, thank you for being with us.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready?
Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.